USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After days of silence, Pope Francis has issued a letter this morning to the global Catholic community in response to last week's Pennsylvania grand jury report, which alleges more than 300 Catholic priests sexually abused at least 1,000 child victims decades ago. In the letter, the Pope acknowledges what he calls the abusive power and abusive conscience perpetrated by a significant number of clerics. Another section of the letter reads, "Looking back to the past, no effort to beg pardon and to seek to repair the harm done will ever be sufficient." The Pope making it clear that, quote, "looking ahead to the future, no effort must be spared to create a culture able to prevent such situations from happening, but also to prevent the possibility of their being covered up and perpetuated." This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
Two people are dead after a shooting at a food distribution plant near Houston early this morning. Police in Missouri City, Texas, say a woman who did the shooting and a man who worked at the plant are both dead. Another worker was also shot and is now hospitalized.
Oh, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
That's President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, answering a question yesterday about whether President Trump should testify before Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team in the Russia investigation.
I'm not going to be rushed into having him testify so that he gets trapped into perjury. And when you tell me that, you know, he should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry, well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth.
He was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Today is the third day of deliberations in former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's bank and tax fraud trial as the jury had the weekend off. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
One of the first women to accuse movie executive Harvey Weinstein of sexual assault is now facing her own sex assault accuser. The New York Times says Italian actress and director Asia Argento agreed in October to pay $300,000 to actor Jimmy Bennett. Bennett claims Argento assaulted him in a hotel room when he was 17 and she was 37. A man from India faces prison and then deportation after a federal jury convicts him of sexually assaulting a woman while on board a Spirit Airlines flight. USA Radio's Wendy King has that story.
Prabhu Ramamurthy, 35, as she slept in the seat next to him on board a flight from Las Vegas to Detroit on January 3rd. The assault woke her up and she found her pants unbuttoned and unzipped. Ramamurthy's wife was sitting next to him as the assault took place. During the investigation, Ramamurthy admitted to police that he attempted to penetrate the woman with his fingers. He is in the U.S. on a work visa, and prosecutors say he will be deported after serving his prison term. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And Astros pitcher Justin Verlander is enjoying the rare milestone of 200 career wins. Verlander guiding the Stros past the A's 9-4 on Sunday to get win number 200. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.